And it's good morning to our new Mayor of Devonport, Alison Jarman. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So you've had, what, a week in the chair now? How's it going?
Yeah, well, we got sworn in last Thursday officially, and that was a really nice ceremony and lovely to see all our new elected councillors. So we've got some that have returned, and then we've got a whole lot of new fresh faces.
Yeah, good. And as far as you go, how long on council now for you?
11 years.
Yeah, well, there you go. You probably deserve a go.
Oh, I think I've done my apprenticeship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
For sure.
All right. So let's talk about, let's talk about Christmas first, because we're at what? Middle of November, so it's not too far away. So you've got the parade, and you've got the carols, and the carols are actually happening at Valley Road, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what we're doing with the Christmas parade is having it on the 24th of November, which is the night before the Devonport Show public holiday long weekend. And we think that's a really good time to have it. I mean, it's only then a month out of Christmas.
Yeah.
A lot of parades are already happening around the country. I saw that Adelaide had their big parade the other day, so that's great. And we're really looking forward to it. So we've got it down around Ballard Park this year, and that should be great for everybody.
So that's the, everyone assembles at the car park at Ballard and then goes around. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of a really great area. We've trialled it out over the COVID periods, taking it away from the shopping centre itself, and it just seems to work so much better. It's easier for the families. The streets are very user-friendly, and it's just lovely. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. So Christmas parade, Thursday the 24th, 6:30. Also, Christmas in the East, that's a bit of a, it's not really a parade, but Santa and his helpers will be getting around over in East Devonport.
The new format that they're doing is really, really working well. The families seem to really appreciate it. So there's a few people that are being Santa on behalf of Santa. So there's a few of them around
proxies
in the area. Yeah, absolutely. And they wander the streets, and it's just a really lovely feel and a really great atmosphere for everybody.
Yeah, kids love it. All right, so that's over in the East, Saturday the 3rd of December from 4 p.m.
Yes.
And then carols down at Valley Road, 7 p.m. It's a good venue, isn't it, for it? Lots of open space there.
Yeah, people seem to like it. Obviously, changing venues can be a bit of a problem for some people. They tend to like things not to change. But we mix these things up, and we certainly try to have it so that it ends up being the best place.
Yeah.
And this one's just lovely.
Yeah. All right. So 7 p.m. start at Valley Road, Sunday the 4th.
Yes.
For carols. All right. Now, William Street, what's the latest there?
Okay, so what's going on there? And look, we really understand it's a bit frustrating for everybody. This is the section that goes up the hill there, up towards Reece High.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of work had to go there. Obviously, we can only do this work in the summertime. And even with the weather that's happened, everyone needs to understand there's been delays. So it is a bit of a problem. It's a $1.5 million project. It was meant to be ahead of schedule, but it was the wet weather that has caused the problem.
Yeah.
So we understand the frustration by people, and we just really thank everybody for their patience. Once it's done, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful. There's been a lot of development around Devonport for the last couple of years. I mean, obviously Living City, that's the major project, but place is looking pretty good. I was down Devonport Oval the other day, and it was a nice sunny day, and it was just a great spot to look out. The ocean's there and really nice at the moment.
Yeah, I'm a
springtime in Devonport. Yeah, well, yeah, so you should be.
Yeah. Oh, I grew up here. I went away, came back, and I tell you what, when you live somewhere else and you come back to Devonport, you really can appreciate Devonport for what it really is.
Mm.
It's beautiful. It's a wonderful place to live.
And we've got the new hotel there. And
we do.
Waterfront Park. Have you got an update on that?
We've had a few delays with things arriving from overseas. That's been the only problem now. So it's held the project up. We were hoping it was going to be ready closer to the hotel opening.
Yep.
So we're hoping that it's going to be ready for Christmas, but we're not sure, again, because of delays of things coming.
Mm.
But it'll look spectacular when it's done. And drum roll. Thank you.
Yeah.
Then we'll be working on our wonderful sound and light show down the Mersey River there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about that? at this stage?
We've already got the funding for it, which is exciting. So what we're going to do, it's kind of something that's going to tell a story. We're going to be able to evolve it. So it might tell a story of our Indigenous culture.
Yep.
It might tell a story about our agriculture and our poppies.
Yep.
So the people that are putting it together have really been in the area and really tried to think about what the area means to everybody.
Yep.
And it's going to be absolutely marvellous. And you'll be able to see it from either side of the river. So it'll really work for everybody.
Awesome. I just can't wait till all that's finished. It'll be just magnificent.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you wanted to talk about the volunteers.
You
got a breakfast, yeah.
We do. We like to thank our volunteers. We couldn't run a lot of our different events, let alone some of the organisations that we have, like our theatre, without our wonderful volunteers.
Mm.
So we like to say thank you. So the staff and the councillors cook for the volunteers.
Yeah.
We do it every year, and this time it's going to be at Market Square. And it starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they come along and we provide a lovely cooked breakfast. I do believe we've got a club helping us as well. I think one of the Rotary clubs.
Right.
And it's going to be absolutely lovely. So please, they just need to book so we've got numbers so they can call council.
All right. So that's Tuesday the 6th of December.
Yes.
At Market Square.
Yes.
Between 7 and 9. And that's that coincides with International Volunteers Day. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. I haven't got a lot for you because, you know, you've only been in the job a week now. So
there's a lot going on, though. Can I mention one more?
You can mention whatever you want.
Thank you. So the Devonport Youth Advisory Group, which is a new group that we've put together of young people from the schools, and they're a marvellous group of people. And because of that, we got them together probably in the last 4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful. I've met them and they're just the most enthusiastic, brilliant kids. So they decided their first event was going to be having something to do for the youth and something to do with music.
Yeah.
So they've called it Music in the Square, which will be at Market Square. And that's on the 8th, this Friday, the 18th of November. And it starts at 5 o'clock, runs through till 8. And it's allowing young people to broadcast their talents and showcase them to the community, which will be marvellous.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, there's plenty of info on the Devonport Council Facebook and website about events coming up. So now that you're in the chair, so by the way, do you get one of those, you know, fancy robe thingies or...?
Well, it's funny you should ask me. you know I'm a bit of a maverick. I love the chains, the regalia.
Yeah.
The chains are great. And it's really heartening to see the inscriptions of the names of the mayors right through from Mary Binks, Kerry Berwick right through since we became a city.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud to wear that.
Yeah.
That's important to me. The robe doesn't do it for me, I must admit. And I've had a bit of a talk to the powers that be.
Well, what's wrong with it? Why don't you like it?
It's got fake fur on it. And I don't like fur in any sense and form because it still says to me that I'm wearing an animal.
Yeah, right.
And I don't like it. So I've actually talked to the general manager and he's allowed me to have it modified.
So what sort of fabric would you prefer then? Maybe a silk robe or something?
No,
like
no. So the robe's fine itself. I can wear the robe, but we're going to take the fake fur off. I looked at, even the Lord Mayor of Melbourne doesn't wear fake fur.
Right.
It's just beautiful gold fabric binding on the lapels.
Yeah.
So we're going to just modify the robe. So it's going to be a new era. unfortunately, I just can't. I can't be seen walking around with something that looks like a dead animal.
Right.
It's just not me.
I know. Fair enough. You're going to wear it, so you should have some say in it.
Yeah. So and look, I can honour what has been in the past, and I can totally respect that, but. Time for a change. That doesn't hurt.
Have you had a council meeting yet, like a full-on council?
No.
When's that?
That's coming up on the 28th.
All right. We might get you in for a yarn after that.
That'd be lovely.
Update us on what's going on at council.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, Darren.
11 years is a fair apprenticeship, as you said, so.
Yeah, I think so. And, look, I hope that I can just make everybody believe in me. They've given me the choice.
Yeah.
So I want to just really do a good job for the next 4 years.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.